Yeah, we're going to do a quick 5-minute visit to the Visual Studio for Devices team. We're in bug crunch mode right now, so...
Please do not disturb.
Yeah.
You're going to break the
rules. Carlton, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Channel 9, my friend.
Uh-huh.
This is Carlton. If you love data, Carlton's your man. All data design support for SQL C on POC smartphone, and C's built by Carlton, which is very, very cool.
Awesome tools.
Integration, right? Awesome tools. What is this? Yes, it's his free time, Carlton. He's not fixing bugs, he's taking his aggression out.
Hey, there's not a program manager's face up there, though. You know?
Favorite Aussie. He just came back from vacation.
Hey, thanks.
Slacker.
Get back to fixing those.
Fix some bugs.
Working hard.
Carlton's totally on bug model, man.
Totally. We're doing well.
So what kinds of tools do you use to fix bugs?
We develop in Visual Studio. We use our devices. We also use emulators. We use the Win32 SQL C engine to be able to debug databases and work with our databases. So basically, we use our own technology to build it.
Awesome.
So we know it's good.
It's called dog fooding, baby.
Awesome.
Let's wander down the hall and see what else is here today. Hey, let's say hi to Joe. Big Joe.
Hey.
So
hey.
You just met Carlton. Carlton builds data. Joe tests data. So
And finds bugs in data. As I'm doing right now.
The reason our data tools are such high quality is because we've got Master Joe.
Yeah. So what kinds of things... What's the craziest bug you've found in the last week?
In the last week... the craziest bug I found was a Watson crash in Visual Studio if... You paste a tab character into the password field, and so if you have a SQL mobile database, and you can optionally give it a password, and when you connect to the database, you have to enter your password. And if you paste a tab character into the password field and click OK, Visual Studio will crash.
And how did you find that?
I like to try crazy things like that. You always have to try things that are unexpected. Because that's where the developer probably isn't thinking about it when he's writing the code. So the best place to look for bugs is in the little corners, you know. So that's a pretty good bug.
Cool.
And diligently in the background is Mr. Andrew, who works in our managed IDE team.
Excellent.
Say hi.
Hi.
What are you working on right now?
I'm fixing some bugs. A number of little UI bits and pieces, bugs that need cleaning up.
So when you say you work on the IDE, do you design the IDE? What do you do?
I take designs which have already been created by our wonderful PMs and actually code them up, turn them into real working pieces of Visual Studio that users can use.
Do they write good specs?
Yeah, very good specs.
Oh. Got to teach the rest of the company how to do good specs. All right. See you later. Thanks.
Hey, it's Jin.
Jin is one of our another one of our managed IDE rock stars. Tell us what you do, man.
I'm working on Designer. What do you see when you try to write C#, VB code, try to drag a button? That's our stuff.
It's our super cool new project system with our landscape portrait support, the WYSIWYG design, all the rich new controls. Jin's handiwork.
Wow.
He's the man.
Now, I know so a lot of you guys have this screen up. Is that the bug tracking?
This
database?
One?
Yeah.
Yes, that is.
That's
Jin's team is going after the highest bug fix rate for the next couple of weeks.
Awesome.
That's
cool. Cool. Thanks.
Very nice. This used to be Jason. Jason is on vacation. Jason is the development lead for our managed IDE team.
All right.
And I'm going to walk down the hall. And this is Kay, although Kay's not here. Kay's the program manager responsible for our managed IDE team.
Okay.
And it's almost 6 o'clock.
So yeah, we're...
They're all probably out drinking until they come back at 8.
No, they're playing Halo 2.
Playing Halo. Oh, look at these two monkeys. What's up, guys?
Oh, hello. So what is this about?
Channel 9.
Channel 9, you're on live
television. No television.
VSD rocks. Yes. Devices rocks.
Yes. That's what you do, guys.
It's Microsoft's reality TV, right?
Oh, good boy.
So what do you do?
I'm testing for the designer. So you can do all the fancy stuff. You can do
dragging all those controls, doing all this crazy stuff, just changing schemes and everything design time pretty much. I'll test that. Make sure everyone can get a good design experience.
David's shy. David regularly finds the highest number of bugs in our product out of any tester.
And I'm his intern, so I just do everything he doesn't want.
Executive assistant.
Executive assistant. That's me. But actually, I have him doing my dirty work right now, so the tables have turned.
Yeah, well, that's good. That means you're learning a good intern skills there.
There's anything cool. Good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Scott, one of my favorite people. Scott is our Visual Studio for Devices data and VB runtimes and smartphone PM and lots of other things. What are you doing?
Everything nobody else wants to do.
Okay, let me get over here so I can see you.
With
that bright sunlight behind you. There. The Seattle sunlight. Rain. Rain.
Liquid sunshine. Gotta love it. First day of real terrible weather.
So what do you do?
So I work on data, so SQL mobile edition on smartphone and pocket PC and making sure that the design time experience is really great as opposed to having to write everything in code all the time. And then also making new features work, like com interop between managed and native code, things like that.
What are the challenges for building a system on small devices rather than, a nice desktop PC with XP on it?
So the biggest challenge, especially if you're in managed code, is you have to use a subset of the framework on this device and knowing which pieces to use and not use, and we try to make that easier with our tools by helping you do the right thing. So.
Excellent. Well, that nice meeting.
I got to show you something before we leave. Scott has an A-Team t-shirt in his office.
Uh-oh.
And let me introduce you to the Visual Studio for Devices A-Team. The right. A-Team... we're very proud to be the developer division Halo champions for 2 years in a row.
Ah.
And our crew's down there. We'll walk by the
crew's
office.
I told you they were home playing Halo.
Oh, let me just tell you, the A-Team are all moving into a house together right now as we speak, in the process of moving into our house with three dedicated Xbox rooms.
Wow.
In the house. So they are sure to win next year's Halo tournament. In Halo 2, actually, two of our guys, I think, are ranked in the top 10 in the world and the third top 20 in the world.
Wow.
They don't work very
well. They're the ones who keep shooting me in the back. Thanks.
Who else is here? Oh, yes. Yeah. Let me introduce you to Sudhir. Sudhir is the test manager for Visual Studio for Devices and solely responsible for shipping a high-quality product.
So we're on here.
We're on Channel 9. Microsoft Reality TV, as Don Box put it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay, what a nice. You're going to ask me some questions? Or?
Yeah. Okay. What do you do here?
So I'm the Visual Studio Test Manager. What is this TV?
It just goes up on Microsoft.com so people can get to know the team, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're going to put the videos on the Microsoft platform?
It goes on Channel 9.
Channel9.msdn.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just say hello.
Customers can see the
videos.
Okay. You'll get approval process on it.
So. Okay. I'm the Visual Studio Test Devices Manager.
Forget the camera.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Test Manager for Visual Studio for Devices. I'm very excited about VidBee, which has the support, Visual Studio 2005, which has the support for native managed development. Lots of cool features. You can develop applications for new devices, new cool devices.
So what do you do? Talk to me and explain what your job is like.
My job is to ensure that we ship Visual Studio 2005 device development features with very high quality.
Okay.
That's my job.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
You can't run away. Hey, look who we caught in the hall.
Who's that?
It's Sonali. Sonali is one of our test leads. Her team is responsible for testing the managed ID.
And
the native ID as well. And data. And everything else on planet Earth. But
so how's it going?
Good person to know.
Tell me, because I'm going to be buying one of these smartphones in a couple months. Is it really good? Is there going to be... Can I come and visit you if there's a bug that I find that slips through?
Sure.
All right. What's your email address? We're going to out you.
Funny story. So Sonali and I, actually, my very, very first job at Microsoft, we worked together. I was a PM, she was a tester for, it was 5 years ago or something?
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Wow.
But I can't get enough of her, so we recruited her over to our team.
So how late are you guys working on bugs tonight?
What do you mean? There's no lake. It's 24/7.
24/7, huh? You kill your workers here, huh?
Yeah, they all love it. You know, everybody works on devices are total geeks who are so dedicated to their job that being here is pure pleasure. Let's see. Oh, let's go walk by our Halo trophy. So we get, for being at Microsoft for 5 years, you get this very cute little clock that has a 5-year award on it.
Mm-hmm.
But for winning a Developer Division Halo Championship, you get a trophy this big. Mm. And let's see. Oh, yes. Check this puppy out. Can you believe this thing? Look at the size of this thing. And, you know, not to brag, but these guys are freaking. I played with Nishan, which is one of the guys on the team. The last match we had, he beat me 50-2.
Wow.
And, I mean, I suck, but, you know, I really suck. Oh, yes.
Not as bad as I do.
Quick intro.
Now, this is the best office I've seen.
This is one of the coolest offices. Yeah, put the hat on, Jose. So,
Oh, what's the hat for?
It's okay.
So, magic. You like Make-A-Wish.
Channel 9.
I gotta go look.
Jose and Anthony are two of our star testers on the VSD team. Mm-hmm. What do you work on?
Emulator, remote tools, and connectivity.
Okay.
And Anthony?
Work on the debuggers, minus the native.
Wow. So what are you guys doing right now?
What are we doing? I was talking to my mother.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to be home late tonight. I got 4 more bugs to fix.
Pretty much.
What's the challenge for you guys? So what's your everyday life like, especially during a bug bash like this?
Like, I think the most thing like is get connected to working is like our main problem now over wireless on Starbucks.
Yep. Bugging over Starbucks.
And then
at least you have an excuse to go get a latte. Hey, I got to test the latest build, man. I'm gonna go get a latte.
It's covered as long as the expense is covered. But yeah, it's pretty much putting all the pieces together.
Right.
You know, there's hundreds of pieces and lots of them work independently, but when you start to put all the pieces together, they don't always fit the right way. So you got to kind of carve out the pieces and reshape the puzzle in the right fit.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about your office here, because this is one of the cooler offices I've been, or more decorated offices. What's some of the symbolism behind all these shirts? Are they just things you picked up?
Microsoft loves T-shirts. I don't like wearing them, so I put them on my wall. That's basically just... every team has a collection of T-shirts that they've done over time. So basically, starting from the upper left corner, you have all of the device teams' T-shirts that they've given out in the last 3 years that represent Visual Studio for devices.
Cool. What's the pirate flag from?
It was an Australia trip that a few guys from work took about 2 years ago to a sailing trip and had a pirate flag on the symbol.
Cool. Very neat. Very neat. Thank you very much.
Later, guys. Oh, baby.
Oh, no.
It's Jeff.
Oh, he's writing a whiteboard thing.
Jeff is, if you do native development on our platform, Jeff is the guy that makes you happy.
Right. Or very, very unhappy.
Or very unhappy, depending on if he's in a good mood.
Yeah. So what's going on?
We're from channel9.msdn.com, and
cool.
Just going around meeting the team and celebrating the bug bash with you, since you guys were working late. So.
Yeah, Jeff Abraham, I own Visual C++ for Devices IDE, basically. Right now I'm trying to figure out how to wire up the device toolbar, which gets about 6 or 7 more bugs on my plate. And this is the cave that I live in, and this is what it typically looks like, because I'd rather fix bugs than clean.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Say hi to the camera, Carl.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, no. Speaking of the Developer Division Halo Champions... That's right.
So you guys are the ones who keep shooting me in the back on Halo 2, or?
Hey, unless you're back, we shoot at the back. Usually in the head.
Head kills. They only go for heads. It's the only way they practice.
3 shots. It's quick business. It makes it painless for the person who gets killed.
Yeah.
So like, go.
What's your name?
Rich.
Rich, and what's your gamer tag?
So Hannibal.
Hannibal. Okay. So
watch out.
So if we see Hannibal, we better run the other way.
Or gang up on me.
Yeah.
Now, Ruckus or Mr. T is the...
Oh, I've been killed by those two guys.
Yeah,
okay.
He's the champion, though.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go visit in a sec.
Cool. Yeah. Wow.
And that's how you say hi to Nishan's office. Nishan's actually also on our Halo team. While Nishan was on vacation, we constructed this very nice office door for him. Yeah. Treat him like a dog, and so he's got a little dog hole going. ignore some of the comments on here, please.
No, I've heard about these when you go on vacation, that people play practical jokes on you and stuff.
Yes.
So this is actually one of the...
Yes, the guys constructed this in a matter of hours inside the office.
Yeah.
Facilities and security still have a heart attack every time they do a security inspection. They tell us this is a huge fire code violation, and we constantly get ticketed for it. It's been like 2 months, and they told us to take this down every week, and it's still here. Nishan is on his way to Australia right now because he's a slacker.
All right.
And we can say hi to Jenny in the meantime. Jenny's another one of our test leads for debugger connectivity emulator to add a channel 9.
This is a... What is this morale event thing?
No, it's channel9.msdn.com. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, say hi to Mom. Yeah. So what are you doing? I see you got bug in the bug database up too.
Trying to see what's going on.
Have you fixed a bug today?
No. I'm responsible for reporting.
Oh, that's right. So have you found a bug today?
Not yet.
Oh, well.
I have two self-test blockers, though.
It's only 6 o'clock, you know, so the day is young, right? All right. So what's the challenge for you for your job? What's hard about it?
Apart from getting the PM to give us something. No, just kidding. What's challenging about my work?
Yeah.
Different deadlines, I guess. Different schedules. Yeah. We have a lot of cross-team dependencies, so we have to honor their schedule as well. So that's the major challenge.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, just totally one of our big architecture pushes over the last time.
We better end this up because I'm out of battery.
Oh, yeah, battery.
Yep.
All right.
Almost out of battery. We can keep going.
Oh, almost out of battery. Okay. Let me introduce you very real quick.
That's a cool way to catch
you. I'll be showing the t-shirt. World Domination Tour t-shirt.
All right.
Barry Bond is pretty much one of the smartest people you'd meet around. Barry Bond is the architect for Coop, and he also is the originator of our emulator. So he designed the entire emulator from scratch and built it. The unique thing about Barry is Barry loves alpacas, and he raises alpacas and loves them very, very, very much. He's got a little alpaca farm.
Wow.
Barry kicks ass. We love Barry.
Wow.
Barry's phenomenal. There's Betsy, one of our performance developers, and Anguel.
That's Betsy there. Say hi to Mom. This is channel9.msdn.com. Oh, yeah, we're just doing it in Microsoft Reality TV here.
And Agile tests pretty much every native feature you can think of. So if you do native development, he makes sure the quality of that feature is rock solid.
Okay.
And,
thanks.
Mike is out. And Rohan does our transport work. God, you guys are a mess.
Hey, this
place.
Oh, this is the news crew, huh?
This is the news crew, yeah. We're on a lookout for a messy office.
Messy office?
That's
about the best you can get. The
messiest office. Isn't that sort of typical?
Yeah. June, good day. You'd find Amit here. Amit is our release manager. He makes sure we actually ship this product.
Are you still running, huh?
And this is Vetri's office. Vetri is the product unit manager for our group.
All right.
Must be in a review or something. That was a quick 5-minute tour around our team.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. See you all on channel 9.
Excellent. There you go.
We're going to take a 20-second tour of one of our labs just to get a chance to see how we run some of our automation. I look at a bunch of Intel boards that we test on for automation, a bunch of switches for different CE platforms, different CPUs, different runtimes that we test on them. Almost everything in this lab runs in full automated mode, and so we kick off these thousands of automated tests. They run overnight, some on CEPC, some on generic boards, some on PC, some on smartphones, some using ActiveSync, some using wireless networks, some using GSM networks. And when we find issues in automations, we have our developers and testers coming down to debug them. You'd see each of these is running a different set of automated suites, reporting on the errors that they run through, reporting on status through the night, and we have a nightly suite that runs on every new build. All these devices get regularly flashed with a new build of the OS. If we're testing a future generation OS where builds come out regularly, we have an automated way to flash them, download the debugger client bits onto them, our test harness. So we test, as you can see, on different types of pocket PCs, different kinds of smartphones, GSM, CDMA, 2003, second edition, in landscape mode, future generation bits. bunch of CPUs hanging around for some root boxes that are coming, a few devices that haven't been connected to, some really old school devices to test some very, very old bits, like this old Jornada. Some MPX that are on their way to repairs, I can see. We have a bunch more labs. .NET Compact Framework is a really nice lab to run automation in. MDPG, the devices team, has hundreds of devices in the lab that run different kinds of automation suites focused on end-user experience, while we focus much more on developer. This is, I believe this is one of our racks that we use for performance and for remote desktop connectivity. So if you have a bug you want to repo on a build, and you don't have that build installed, you can always terminal server into one of our racks that's running that particular build and repo your bug on it, so it really makes it more efficient for you. We also test SDKs from other teams in the company. Wow, this is a cool Samsung board. We need to buy some more boards. We often hose these, either somebody steps on them or if you get really angry with a particular bug, you jab a...
That's really cool.
One of these.
Yeah, so that's the lab, huh?
That's one of the labs.
Just one of the labs. Okay, thanks.